Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Because of its addictive properties, nicotine is to blame for the difficulty most smokers experience when trying to quit. But as Paul Newhouse, professor of psychiatry and director of the Center for Cognitive Medicine at Vanderbilt University explains, nicotine may have therapeutic properties for some aging brains.
Although people over the age of 40 often complain about their memory, early memory loss can be a serious matter. My colleagues and I recently published the results of a research study we conducted looking at the effects of nicotine treatment in adults who were diagnosed with a memory loss condition known as mild cognitive impairment, often referred to as MCI. MCI is often a precursor to Alzheimer's disease. Neurotransmitters are signaling chemicals that act as messengers of information in the brain. From previous research, we know that nicotine stimulates such a receptor in the brain for a neurotransmitter called acetylcholine, which is important for thinking and memory. Nicotine has been tested previously in patients with Alzheimer's disease and produces small benefits, but Alzheimer's disease patients have already lost many of these receptors, so nicotine may be less effective. In MCI, however, people still have many of these nicotinic receptors, and so we reasoned that nicotine could be more effective. With this idea in mind, we tested 74 adults diagnosed with MCI. For 6 months, one half were given daily nicotine patches, and the other half used placebo patches. We found that those on the nicotine patch had significant improvements in their attention and memory, and there were no serious side effects and no signs of nicotine withdrawal. It should be emphasized that nicotine only produced improvement in those already experiencing memory loss. It has not been studied to prevent memory loss, and anyone having concerns about their memory should speak with their physician or be evaluated at a memory clinic. There are many reasons for memory problems, and the cause should be determined before deciding on appropriate treatment. We are encouraged by the results of this initial study of nicotine for MCI and hope that this will lead to more effective research and treatment for late-life memory disorders.
That was Vanderbilt University's Paul Newhouse.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.